You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I was sitting somewhere having dinner, not long ago, and I made a note, and I forgot about it till just now, that there were two TVs on there where I was sitting, and one of them had the baseball game on, which was a pretty good baseball game. The other one in front of me, they had on a WNBA game. So it was women's professional basketball. I don't know anything about it. I don't know any of the teams. But one of the teams was the Chicago Sky. And this is where I'm going with this. I'm sitting there, and I turn to the person next to me. I go, if you're a player for that team, what are you called? And here's what I mean by that. If you're a Colorado Rockies player, you're a Rocky. Mm-hmm. If you play for the Denver Broncos, you're a Bronco. If you play for the New York Yankees, you're a Yankee. What are you when you play for the Chicago Sky?
You're a Sky.
But nobody would say that.
You're a noun.
Yeah, they would.
No, they wouldn't. They would never say you're a Sky. And so I started thinking about all the teams that have names like that. Let me give you one. If you played basketball for the Miami Heat, they say you're a Heat. They never say that. They say you're a Heat player.
Heat.
You play for the Heat, or you're a Heat player.
I'm a Cat.
Okay.
And so I started thinking about all the teams that have that. The Utah Jazz. You're not a Jazz.
Jazz hands.
You could be in Denver, you could be a Nugget, but you can't be a Jazz.
Is this what you're thinking about while you're laying there awake at night?
No, but I thought about it while I was eating my calamari watching the Chicago Sky.
All right.
I was like,
I'm a Sky. I would say I'm a Sky.
No one would ever say that.
It's like being in a fraternity or something.
You will never hear a play-by-play person refer to a player that way. They will say, that Sky player or something like that. So I think if you name a team, it has to be something you have to take into account that the players can be referred to as a lion, a tiger, a buffalo, right? But instead of this,
thoughts like this are going to give you a stroke. Suck if you were the hippos.
Right. If you play hockey for the Minnesota Wild, what are you?
I'm a wild. Yeah.
Nobody says that.
They know if you're in Minnesota.
People who are listening to this conversation right now, 82% of them agree with me that you got to name a team something that the players can be called that.
Why aren't there any hippos? Billionaire team owners really GAF.
Here in Denver, we've got the Colorado Avalanche. Yeah. Everyone says Avalanche player.
I'm an Avalanche.
They never say I'm an Av. They do shorten it to an Av, but that's only one of the very few.
So maybe I'm a Sk.
I'm a Bronco. I'm a Sky.
Bronco works.
Sky doesn't work.
Sure Heat doesn't work.
Well, why don't you buy a team and work it out?
The St. Louis
Blues.
What would
your team be?
It seems to be really bad in hockey.
I'm a librarian.
The St. Louis Blues. No one says I'm a Blue.
You're my boy, Blue.
Nobody says that.
Yes, they do.
So I just want the Chicago Sky to think about what they've done to those poor players.
I'm a cloud.
Okay, hold on.
You could have no identity.
You had this thought while you were sitting at the bar at Del Frisco's.
No, it was Maggiano's.
Maggiano's?
Eating calamari.
Okay.
The Memphis Calamaris.
With a Peroni.
I'm a squid.
It was really delicious.
I'm a squid.
I mean, those are the thoughts that go through my head. Yesterday, we got some pretty good office gossip. In fact, the person who was sharing it with us not only came in the studio, but after they had been in here for a little while, they closed the door.
Oh, you know that's when it's getting good.
Because we are the only morning radio show that I've ever heard of in my life that broadcasts with the door to the studio open. I've done it since I started here in 93. I'm like, this door is open for the whole show. If people just want to walk in, walk in.
They do it all the time. Mm-hmm.
So people walk in and we love it. They come in and they chat with us during songs and commercials.
Christopher Walken.
This one particular person, I will not say whether it was male or female, walked into the studio, closed the door. And we're like, we rubbed our hands together almost. We're like, oh, this is going to be
good.
What you got? And this person proceeded to tell us some pretty good stuff. But what it led to was a whole conversation afterwards about office gossip. Because people say that it's a terrible thing. And they're big fat liars because everybody loves it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, people who say it's bad are the people that aren't in on the loop of the gossip.
Yeah, you're the ones we're talking about.
Although you two were more excited yesterday when this person came in because I already knew all the gossip that...
Jeremy told us. How do you get all of...
I make the rounds.
What was your pipeline?
I cannot divulge my my
but
sources.
But how, so do you just like go up to people and you're like, hey, what's going on? What's new? Tell me what the
I'm a likable guy. People just seem to open up to me for some reason when after the show, we just I usually go and we call it making the rounds down in the cubes on the other end of the building, the boring end of the building. And people just spill to me. I don't know what it is.
He has a line. He has dirt on them. Like, that's got to be what it is.
They just spill to me.
No.
Well, the thing is, they're actually dying to spill. That's the thing.
Well, that's fine. I'll be the sponge.
They want to purge themselves of this information.
I feel dirty. I'm going to tell you right now, I feel dirty about it, that I know so much about so many people in this building. I feel dirty.
Well, why don't
But yet, I kind of like it.
Squeeze your sponge and tell us some of the stuff, because
I don't want to squeeze my sponge. It's just kind of nice knowing things.
People know if they tell me that it stays with me, because
I don't. Yeah, you're a vault.
I'm a vault. I don't pass stuff along.
I'm an unsqueezed sponge.
But you can put stuff in my vault. You just can't get anything out of it.
I could put my sponge in your vault.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That just got sexual.
Gross. I tend to think that broadcast entities are pretty good, both radio and TV. I've got a second, in my mind, number two and number one when it comes to office. I bet car dealerships are probably number two.
Yeah, they're just standing around all day, aren't they?
Right. You got all those salespeople. Maybe somebody wanders onto the lot, but then they just kind of, and you know, there's all sorts of departments. There's the finance department. There's the service department. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, the parts department. There's
I don't see it.
Oh my God. I bet there's a lot of office gossip.
But you know, because there's not a good blend of men to women.
Sure there is.
Yeah, there is. There's
Go
a
walk
of
into a car dealership. It is probably 50-50.
I've been to one before, actually.
Yeah.
All right, and then number one, I'm going to guess, this is just me thinking out loud, I'm going to guess it's hair salons. I'll just say it. There's a lot of estrogen rolling around hair salons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got not only all the drama within from all the people who work there, but then every client who walks in kind of brings a story, which then leads to other stories and becomes a cascading effect.
It's a vicious cycle.
Gossip. Yeah. So,
and then they leave, and then you talk about them after they leave.
Oh, I have this person. Yeah, it's how we bond.
So next time you go to a hair salon, I want you to think about it.
Let me tell you something.
When you walk out of there, I want you to realize that they're talking about you as soon as you leave.
Probably.
Yes.
I think that's good, but I will stand by mine that restaurants and bars are going to have the best gossip because everybody be sleeping with everybody else.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Oh my
that
God, it's so good.
Restaurants and bars that everybody, it's kind of like
There's like reality TV shows based on people that work in restaurants. Like it's a petri dish of organs of gossip. It's so good. And then there's like you throw in the regulars, you know, as like a
you sleep with them too.
Yeah, absolutely. The different shifts and who's going to cover mine and heck, this person got that shift. They must be sleeping with the man.
Well, I bet we have probably the holy trinity then of gossip. It would be car dealerships, hair salons, and bars/restaurants. Those are probably the three.
This lady named Sherry just posted on my Facebook and she said her husband is laughing his head off right now because he works copier repair. So he hears all the office gossip. So if he's going from office to office fixing copy machines, he's getting bombarded by every office gossip possible.
Did you hear about Phil who broke the copy machine by putting his butt cheeks
on it? Phil.
And you know what? Those copy repair guys, they usually don't. If you notice, they don't talk. They come in, they got their bag of tools, and they just open up the copy and they act like nothing. They don't hear anything going on around them. They're absorbing all of it.
Then they go home and gossip to their wife.
Yeah. Yes.
Apparently,
they're
Sherry.
Getting material for their memoir.
So I'm going to go the opposite end of this. I was trying to think of places where you could work where there would be very minimal gossip, not a lot of chit-chat going on.
Hold on. Can we think of it? Are you going to say like a church or something?
No, because churches are hotbeds for gossip. No.
What do you got?
Crematorium. I tell you right now, there is probably not a lot of gossip going on
Why?
In a crematorium. Because I just feel like you've kind of have one job and you just do it and it's kind of a somber place. So I don't know if you would be gossiping a lot.
What made that pop into your head?
I don't know.
Who thinks a crematorium?
Did you hear that John didn't turn the oven up high enough? There was a foot left behind.
That doesn't happen.
May they rest.
Did you hear that John left a foot in the oven?
I won't say this. Look, I've already got it in my will that I will be cremated when I go.
It'll be a nice, quiet place.
And you hope you don't get John.
John's he does it all half-assed.
Because I don't want my foot left. I don't want that. You know, I do have to drive by one of the... Look, they're wonderful people. We've had mortuary specialists who have been on our show. They're wonderful people. But I got to tell you, I drive past one on my way home almost every day because I take a couple of different routes home. But one, there's a one that I go past and it's, This is so uncomfortable. Listen, if you've lost somebody in your life recently, I'm not trying
to. It is a circle of life.
It is a circle of life. We have to talk. We can't act like it doesn't happen. I drive past and I'll see
smoke
coming out. And I'm like,
well, it's got to go somewhere.
I'm like, that. I know, but I'm wondering, is there a way that could be done like at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or something like that so that you don't drive by and get that reminder?
Maybe.
There's my future.
That's where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
So I think about those things.
Maybe they just wanted some s'mores, you know, a little mid-afternoon snack.
Emily, that is uncalled for. That is so disrespectful.
On that note.
Disrespectful.
All right, I'll go with your crematorium as the least likely for office guests.
Not a lot going on.
Why not? Unless anyone's got a better idea. Probably should leave it alone, though.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.